He's hoping to save us gas money. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden plans to again tap into a government oil reserve not long after the U.S. banned Russian oil and gas prices spiked to a record high. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the Capitol.
President Biden is expected to order the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's petroleum reserve, a move intended to drop gas prices. Already, oil markets are down, falling 4% this morning. Americans use about 20 million barrels of oil daily, 40% of that for gasoline. This would be the third time the Biden administration taps the Strategic Petroleum Reserve after a release of 50 million barrels in coordination with other countries back in November, in another release following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Dave.
Jared, President Putin has just spoken, saying there's an economic war against Russia, and he's demanding foreign buyers of Russian energy pay in rubles. France has already said it will not comply. This has Russian forces bombard Ukraine a 36th day, hitting areas near Kyiv and Chernihiv despite pledging to pull back from those areas.
They are shelling our cities and villages. They are killing our civilians.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky talking to Australia's parliament as his country works with the Red Cross trying to evacuate more residents trapped in cities like Mariupol, which is in ruins. People have no heat, power, and a little food. Former President Trump's son-in-law and ex-White House advisor Jared Kushner will talk today to the Democratic-led committee probing last year's Capitol riot. There are multiple reports the Justice Department's criminal investigations looking at preparations for the pro-Trump rally ahead of the riot and conspiracies to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's presidential election victory. There are nearly 200,000 power outages after severe storms in several states. Two people were killed by a tornado in Florida's panhandle, parts of Tennessee in tatters.
Reports of some damage from likely strong winds, if not more than that. You know, really a day after some unfortunate injuries and damage in Springdale, Arkansas.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Well, stocks are down a second day in a row. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on the markets and some economic news live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, we're seeing a loss of about 184 points for the Dow, down 18 for the S&P, and NASDAQ has lost 80 points. This is investors mull over spate of reports just out, like data on prices, which climbed last month at their fastest pace in 40 years, according to a key inflation gauge, with annual inflation up 6.4%. Stripping out volatile food and energy prices, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose by 5.4%, slightly below expectations. Now, despite the higher price tags, American spending rose, but at a cooler pace than expected for personal spending, 0.2%. Claims for jobless help rose to 202,000 last week. Dave?
Lillian, we mentioned oil earlier. Its price is down almost $4, back to under $104 a barrel. Gas is down a fraction. AAA's national average for regular, still just over $4.22 per gallon. That's a penny less than a week ago, 11 cents from the record high earlier in the month. There's a new plan in Congress today to try to reduce costs for Americans with diabetes.
The bill would limit the out-of-pocket cost of insulin to $35 per month. Democrats hope to address this in what was then known as President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The House passed it, but it stalled in the Senate. It's uncertain how much Republican support the bill will get. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana opposes it, calling it government price fixing. Should House Democrats pass it by party line vote, Senate leaders say they are working on a measure that could be paired with it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
One of four men charged in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is on the witness stand today. Daniel Harris just testified he absolutely did not agree to abduct the Democrat. Prosecutors rested their case yesterday. Two other men have already pleaded guilty. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.